I'm Karen Chapman Novakowski with the Military Family Learning Network Nutrition and Wellness Team. Today I'm speaking with our next webinar presenter, Kristen DiFilippo and Justine Carduck. Kristen, there's an app for that. Is this true for what RDs need for client education and counseling?
I think the answer to that depends on what RDs are needing at the moment. If the need is for calorie tracking, then yes, there are many apps for that. If the need is goal setting, self-monitoring, or feedback to patients, then yes, these are three very common features found in apps. But if the needs get more specific, if patients are looking for more specific education or more specific information, I think it gets more complicated. I think there are apps that attempt at that. I think there are many apps that scratch the surface of a lot of different topics. But I don't think app potential has been maximized yet. I think there's still work to be done. And I think when you're looking at the quality of apps, you really need to make sure before you recommend an app that the quality of the content is high enough and is what you want your participants or your people that you're working with to see. So yes, in many instances, there is an app for that, but not always.
And we're going to hear more about that at your webinar. But now, Justine, need it now. Any advice on data storage and retrieval for RDs using apps with clients?
Yes, so there are some apps that allow clients to interface with an assigned dietitian hired by an app company and get personalized feedback on meals, hydration, daily exercise, meal plans, tips. And clients typically have to pay a weekly or monthly fee for these services. Some of these apps are called My Dietitian, Rise, Pocket Dietitian. There are also some apps that allow practicing dietitians to communicate with their clients through apps and provide the platform for doing so. So some examples of this are the Well app that allows healthcare providers to interact with their patients between visits via texting and a whole online web form. And this app is HIPAA compliant. And that is the tricky part. Any app that handles health information that is personally identifiable and used in the healthcare process, such as during treatment, needs to be HIPAA compliant. So this applies to apps. Even if they aren't designed for that purpose, they must follow the HIPAA rules. For example, if you have a patient that comes to see you, shares their diet information through their Fitbit app with the dietitian and then receives diet recommendations during the appointment about changes to be made based on the data from the Fitbit app, then the Fitbit app has been exposed to protected health information and must be HIPAA compliant since it's being used like a medical device. Fitbit released a press release in 2015 that it is HIPAA compliant, and more details can be found on their website. But the question is, who is actually watching these apps to make sure they are HIPAA compliant? Before dietitians and healthcare providers decide to use apps as part of their nutrition care process, including the intervention and monitoring, they should be sure that the app is HIPAA compliant and find out if it is safe and appropriate to interface with patients via these apps through their healthcare organization and legal team.
So much to learn, and we'll learn it all at the webinar on mobile apps. Thank you.